talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Old Jazzy Crockett. We're going to get to Jazzy Crockett, not Davy Crockett. Well, we might throw in a little Davy Crockett, too, coming up next hour of the show in the 9 o'clock hour here on Montana Talks. We're going to have the phone lines open for the entire 9 o'clock hour of the show today. But first, here in the 8 o'clock hour, I think we've got a couple of guests that are going to join us. But for most of the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have the phone lines open for you as well. Yesterday, we had a fun, random start. You know, John Jackson, the Joker from X, joins us every Tuesday on the show. And you never know what we're going to talk about. But you just know we're going to have a ton of fun in the process. But so we did this random start, and I started off by laughing about there's this fake news. Actually, did I mention the fake news website, or did I just mention the whiny left wing activists that hate white women? I can't remember how I started off the show yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, but our random start yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour reminded me, you know, we had a great show a while back. I think it was, it was like a month and a half ago now. We had the Solicitor General for the state of Montana join us on the show, joined us live, the Solicitor General, Christian Corrigan. We also had our friend Jake Eaton, who's a conservative political strategist here in Montana, and a great one at that, by the way. He's run several legislative campaigns, helped Republicans capture the majority in the state legislature starting several years ago. And even when the Democrats held the statewide offices, Republicans thankfully got the legislature thanks to the strong efforts of Jake and his work with good candidates for the legislature, et cetera. But we had a great conversation about a month and a half ago, and I was thinking, I was like, man, I meant to do a story for our Montana Talks website about this as well. We had Solicitor General Christian Corrigan and Jake Eaton on the show, and they were exposing one of these fake news outlets here in Montana. And so anyway, as I was looking through these documents, letters sent from the Solicitor General, letters signed by our entire congressional delegation, the governor, the attorney general, and others, exposing this fake news website called The Daily Montanan that is demanding special privileges, special access of our state officials and our congressional delegation, et cetera, when they're not a legitimate news organization. You know, newsrooms across the country are dwindling. So what are some news outlets doing? Well, they're oftentimes copying and pasting content provided by third-party sources. And who are these sources? They've been described as, quote, hyper-partisan sites masquerading as local news. And that came from Harvard. Montana's Solicitor General says what we are seeing right now, that we are seeing that right now with fake news outlets like The Daily Montanan. Anyway, I went back and I looked at what the Solicitor General and how he exposed these fake news outlets. And man, this is just fascinating insight. So we got to come back to this. Maybe I'll play some highlights of that audio as well here, but they've been called out even by liberal news outlets.
It's August 6th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Fresh Breath Day. Did you know over 50% of the bacteria found in the human mouth contributes to bad breath? Brush twice a day, including your tongue, since most of the germs that cause bad breath live on it. And mouthwash will help you avoid stinky breath. Also on this day in 2013, Mount Tongariro in New Zealand erupts for the first time since 1897. The first ever website published in 1991 by 36-year-old physicist Tim Berners-Lee. The address info.cern.ch/hypertext/www.theproject.html. Born on this day in 1970, Indian American screenwriter, director, and producer M. Night Shyamalan, known for his creepy movies.
Now, I'm not even supposed to be here. I stole a life from Mr. Dennis, but he'll be back real soon.
That from the movie Split. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
A message from FireSafe Montana. With the large number of homes being built in the wildland urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. The Daily Montanan is an affiliate of what is known as the State's Newsroom. Well, Open Secrets. Have you guys ever heard of Open Secrets? Open Secrets is kind of one of these campaign watchdog websites where they follow the money. They follow who's donating to the Democrats, who's donating to the Republicans, who's donating and propping up some of these other groups and other organizations out there. Listen to what Open Secrets had to say. And this was from a letter put together by Montana's Solicitor General. Quote, at a time when trustworthy journalism is more important than ever, political operations are pouring millions of dark money dollars into ads and digital content masquerading as news coverage. Open Secrets further reported that multiple States Newsroom affiliates fail to meet basic standards of credibility and transparency, according to an outfit called NewsGuard. Now, the State Solicitor General in this letter documenting and exposing the fake news Daily Montanan website said this, quote, alarmingly, Axios reported just last year that the number of partisan-backed outlets designed to look like impartial news outlets has officially surpassed the number of real, local, daily newspapers in the United States, according to a new analysis. Many of those sites are targeted to swing states, a clear sign that they are designed to influence politics. As of June 2024, Axios reported that there are 10 dark money or misleading local news sites in Montana, including from the State's Newsroom. In 2020, the Nieman Foundation at Harvard, whose mission is to, quote, promote and elevate the standards of journalism, referred to the State's Newsroom as one of many, quote, hyper-partisan sites masquerading as local news. Now, who is funding outfits like the State's Newsroom, of which this fake news website, the Daily Montanan, is a part of? One of the big ones is Hans Vis. Now, you guys know that name. But, of course, you get these fake news outfits that pretend to be independent. They pretend to be non-biased. They pretend to be doing journalism. And they're straight up lying. They're political front groups for the Democrat Party and the radical left pretending to be journalists, pumping out fake news and fake spin and information. And we see it time and time again. And now, look, they're going to do what they're going to do. These political front groups are going to do what they are going to do. But here's the other thing here, is that you get organizations like, say, the Montana Television Network or the Bozeman Daily Chronicle or some of these other, you know, news outlets that will then take information and copy and paste information from these fake news Democrat front groups and post it on their websites as if it's news. They wouldn't do that if it was a conservative blogger, if it was a conservative commentator. See, here in talk radio land, we do commentary. We give our opinions. Now, we end up breaking a lot of news in the process, but we are honest with you. We are honest with our listeners that we are doing commentary. And you can agree or you can disagree, It used to be in newspapers, you had the news pages, you had the sports pages, and you had the opinions pages. And the news pages were for the news, and the opinion pages were for the opinions. But these people are putting their opinions and faking it as news. And they're using funding from all sorts of shady sources in order to do so. In fact, here's part of what Montana's Solicitor General, Christian Corrigan, had to say specifically about who is funding these fake news outlets here in Montana.
Well, when you follow the money, that's just simply not true. And in addition to Mr. Weiss, Pierre Omidyar, who's one of the billionaire eBay founders, is another donor of theirs that funds a ton of left-wing causes. And they're all connected to sort of the mothership that I think your listeners might be familiar with called Arabella Advisors, which is essentially a for-profit clearinghouse that washes dark money and allows it to be spent across the country on left-wing causes. And it's one of those things where a lot of folks see a site like the Daily Montana, and if they're not informed, and think that this is a homegrown news site, and might think that they are just calling balls and strikes when that's simply not true. And of course, if you spend any time reading their site, you can understand the problem. But like you said, in today's news environment, the stories get reprinted, across the state, and folks don't know that this is the state newsroom in Daily Montana, and, were created, 6-7 years ago, as part of a big left-wing movement to control news in the states because they felt like they were losing control with social media and with new media, and they were losing control of the narrative. And so, our letter is a very thorough letter in response, and I don't know if it's online yet, but we will publish it. But it goes through the history of all of this, document all of what the folks have done, like Americans for Public Trust and even the New York Times and others, to sort of follow the money and document how these groups are coming up and where the money's coming from.
All right. Now, why this is also important this week and in this conversation here is, what did we talk about yesterday on the show? We talked about how we got our hands on this leaked memo, this leaked internal memo from legislative Democrats in the Montana Democrat Party. And the most stunning admission, in my viewpoint, that was included in that memo from the Montana Democrats was they admitted how heavily they rely on foreign donors to help fund their ballot initiative campaigns here in Montana. Well, look at who is funding these fake news websites here in Montana. Foreign financiers, the same people like Hans-Jörg Wies that fund the Democrats' ballot campaigns, are also the same people funding the fake news.
Fox Sports Update.
New England Sports Network. Messing. Red Sox starting pitcher Garrett Crochet won his ninth consecutive decision. He's 13-4. Red Sox over the Royals 6-2. Boston unable to gain ground in the AL East. Division leading Toronto beat Colorado 10-4. The Yankees lost 2-0 to the Rangers. Nathan Eovaldi improved to 10-3. Aaron Judge returned from the 10-day injured list. Major League batting leader went 0-3 with 2 strikeouts. Judge's average lowered from 342 to 339. The best team in the major leagues, the Milwaukee Brewers, won their 5th game in a row, beat the Braves in Atlanta 7-2. Combined with the Cubs, 5-1 loss to the Reds. Milwaukee increased its lead atop the NL Central to 4 games over Chicago. Brewers starter Freddie Peralta improved to 13-5. The Phillies opened a 2.5-game lead over the Mets atop the NL East. The Phillies shut out the Orioles 5-0 for the 3rd win in a row. The Mets lost 3-2 to the Guardians. New York has dropped 7 of its last 8 games. Eugenio Suarez hit his first home run back in a Mariners uniform, his 37th of the season. Seattle scored an 8-3 win over the White Sox. The Mariners still 3 games behind the Astros in the AL West. Houston beat Miami 7-3. Max Muncy and Teoscar Hernandez each at 2 home runs for the Dodgers and a 12-6 win over the Cardinals. Los Angeles still leads San Diego by 3 games for the NL West lead. Padres beat the Diamondbacks in 11 innings, 10-5. Giants starting pitcher Logan Webb struck out 10 in an 8-1 win over the Pirates. Athletics catcher Shea Langeliers hit 3 home runs in a 16-7 bashing of the Nationals. Major broadcast news. The NFL will own a 10% stake in ESPN, which in a non-binding agreement acquires the NFL Network and NFL Fantasy and the rights to distribute the NFL Red Zone channel. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a great guest we're going to get to right now on the phone lines. But first, real quick, hey, one other thing I want to say about this fake news Daily Montanan website is, you know, it's pretty funny. I've been calling out the Daily Montanan for a long time now. And, you know, that soundbite that I just played from Solicitor General Christian Corrigan from the Montana Department of Justice, calling out and exposing where they get their money from and how they're a fake news Democrat front group. I exposed them over a month and a half ago. And so isn't it kind of funny that fake news outlets like that are the ones that are now attacking my wife, Jessica, because she got appointed to, you know, a volunteer council. She's volunteering her time to serve on a council in service to the state of Montana. It's so funny. But, you know, the left-wing Daily Montanan blog never pointed out that I exposed them months ago. And what do they do? Well, like woke white liberal men always do, they attack a woman. They attack a woman instead. What a bunch of wimps. Derek A. Stryker is with the Montana Family Foundation. And of course, Derek and the Montana Family Foundation does just incredible work here in Montana. Derek, you've had firsthand experience with the fake news of the Daily Montanan as well, right?
Well, that's right, Aaron. And first of all, thanks for having me on the show again. And I was glad to see your wife appointed to that council as well. And glad to see the outrage from the ACLU when they're getting replaced by a more legitimate organization in ADF and represented by your wife here in Montana. I just think it's fantastic. We work closely with her during the legislative session and during the interim, and she does fantastic work. So glad to see her appointment.
Well, I know she's honored to work with you guys because the Montana Family Foundation just take the lead on so many of these fights, and it's so cool to see her and so many others standing there with you guys as well. So this is a big news out today. CI-128. You know, a story that I reported on yesterday was the Democrats have openly acknowledged how they tried to keep it secret, but it's now been busted wide open. But the Democrats, right, they're admitting that they rely heavily on foreign funding for their ballot initiative campaigns. Well, isn't that interesting that the Democrats take foreign money to fund their ballot initiative campaigns, and they straight up lied to the people of Montana when they were promoting CI-128, the radical abortion initiative, just last year?
Yeah, you know, Aaron, the mantra for CI-128 is that it was just a codification of existing law. But nothing could be further from the truth. This was a radical departure from existing law. The law before CI-128 was we had this viability determination that mattered. CI-128 throws that out the window. This constitutional amendment allows for abortion up to the moment of birth. It's as radical an abortion amendment as there is around the country, and it's right here in Montana. But we're not giving up the fight at the Montana Family Foundation. We just filed yesterday a district court complaint in Yellowstone County. It's been assigned to Judge Thomas Party, and we are challenging the state of Montana to defend the submission of the constitutional amendment to the electorate. And we like our chances. The Supreme Court did not address the substance of this argument when they declined to hear our original jurisdiction petition. And we're going to take this court, take this case to court. We're going to have our day in court. Just because the Supreme Court denied our original proceeding before them does not mean that it's justice denied. It's just justice delayed at this point.
Yeah, I remember, you know, when the elections were taking place and we provided coverage of CI-128. We had a great conversation with former University of Montana constitutional law professor Rob Nadelson. He did a big legal analysis, I believe, for you, for the Montana Family Foundation, looking at this. And we had already known about the federal flaws in this, you know, radical abortion initiative that they disguised and pretended was a limit on abortion, and when in reality it was a subversive way to get no limits abortion in the state, but they pretended it was something that it wasn't, right, to try to get more people to vote for it. But anyway, he identified some of the federal flaws, whereas, like, we have parents' rights at the federal level, constitutional parents' rights. This thing tramples on that. But then you guys, the Montana Family Foundation, and Derek A. Stryker is the chief legal counsel for the Family Foundation, you exposed how they didn't even follow the Montana Constitution with this, so that's why this complaint has now been filed in Yellowstone County District Court.
Yeah, that's right, Aaron. I mean, Montana Constitution Article 14, Section 9 requires that any constitutional amendment submitted to the electorate have the full text of that proposed amendment on the ballot when it's submitted to voters to vote on. That's because Montana voters have a right to know what they're actually voting on. And if all we're doing is submitting an attorney general's summary or some sort of explanatory statement, we're not actually trusting the public to look at the language of the amendment itself and weigh for themselves whether or not they want to support or reject that amendment. And we have case law from the Montana Supreme Court itself back in the 80s on this same premise, basically saying that if you don't have the entire text of that proposed amendment submitted to the public, you haven't complied with the Constitution itself, and that renders the amendment null and void.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. And, you know, big picture, I guess, you know, how excited are you to see the changes in our courts? I mean, at least we now have a chief justice who's going to be, you know, more fair and bring back justice and fairness. But he's still got a far left mob on the Montana Supreme Court to deal with. But I think we're eventually, you know, when we get like Judge Dan Wilson in there next year, I think the more that the Montana Supreme Court exposes themselves as far left activists, they keep coming out with bad ruling after bad ruling after bad ruling. It's just going to continue to wake up the people of Montana. And by the way, the Democrats in their memo acknowledge that fact. They acknowledge that their own crazy judge decisions are angering Montanans. So the Democrats know that these bad decisions are harming them. And then at the federal level, Bill Mercer now is going through the process to be a federal judge in Montana. There's another one around the corner for Montana. So that's the biggest burden is these far left judges, federal and state. But hope is on the horizon, it seems.
Yeah, that's right, Aaron. We're on the precipice of some changes in the culture and composition of our courts here in Montana. I think at the federal level, it's going to happen first, obviously, with Judge Bill Mercer stepping into that federal seat. We have another seat coming open. I think we have an opportunity here to have a more principled judiciary at the federal level in Montana than we've had in quite some time. And then, you know, the will of the people is going to triumph here. We have a very red state as we have all the statewide offices filled by conservative principled leaders. And I think it's only a matter of time before we have the same sort of principled jurists on the court, both at the Supreme Court level and district court level.
Yeah, great to hear. All right, what else do you want to tell folks across Montana about this new legal challenge to CI 128, how long the process might take, et cetera?
Right. Yeah, no, just a few points. I mean, number one, a constitutional amendment requires strict adherence to the Constitution itself. And so that's the crux of our legal argument, is that the Montana Constitution requires that the full text be submitted, and that didn't happen with CI 128. Second point is, this is not about politics, it's about the rule of law. It's not an abortion challenge. This is actually an election law case. So we don't have to decide the merits of whether or not abortion is appropriate. It's about whether or not the Constitution was complied with. So we're asking the court in this instance to uphold the Constitution. And we've done it before. History is clear here. We've got case law from the 80s demonstrating that if you don't strictly adhere to the text of the Constitution itself when you're making amendments to this foundational document, you have to throw the whole thing out.
Every voter in Montana deserves to know what they're voting on, and we can't just submit a summary or an explanatory statement and think that that complies with the Constitution. So what we're asking the court to do is declare CI-128 unlawful and null and void because it didn't satisfy the requirements of Article 14, Section 9, Subsection 3 of our Constitution.
Yeah, that seems very reasonable. And by the way, to the chicken littles on the left who will say, oh, this is going to, you know, do away with abortion altogether in Montana. Look, for folks who are pro-life out there in Montana, no, that would not do that. So, but it would do is take away this. They straight up lied when they were promoting CI-128 and pretended that it set a limit where it really actually took away and created no limits abortion all the way up to and through the due date. And as our friend David Noble has pointed out, has made Montana kind of a destination state for this type of barbaric no-limits abortion policy, tragically. And so that's why this needs to be challenged and move forward.
Yeah, that's right, Aaron. And we're so thrilled to be on the front lines and fighting this battle. And you know, we like that this is a straightforward legal challenge. There's not a lot of noise surrounding it. It's just something that a court can look at. And it either complies with the Constitution or it didn't. And it's pretty clear based on the fact that there was no full text on each ballot in Montana that this did not comply with our Constitution.
All right.
That alone should be enough.
Derek A. Stryker, Chief Legal Counsel for the Montana Family Foundation, thanks for joining us. Great to have you on the show as always.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right, appreciate it. Okay, quick break here on Montana Talks. We've got a guest coming up next who just wrote an op-ed about the Bozeman City Commission. Wait till you hear this one coming up next, and then we'll have the phone lines open for you after that.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you want to leave the workforce early, you might want to consider several unexpected possible snags in your plan. First, you should have a clear idea of how much you'll need to save and try to set aside at least that much during your working years. According to The Motley Fool, have a safe withdrawal strategy in place. The 4% rule is one common approach where you withdraw 4% of your savings in your first year of retirement. Then you increase this amount slightly each year to counter inflation. It's supposed to make your retirement savings last 30 years. However, it doesn't always work as planned. That's why some people prefer to be more conservative and use the 3.5% or 3% rule. Another thing to consider is that you might have trouble accessing your savings if you're 59.5 if you plan to retire before this age. If a long retirement is something you really want, you really need to anticipate and prepare for the challenges that could arise. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I almost was going to wonder, how am I going to do my tune-up? With Billings Last Diet, this great ideal protein program that I first started, 8 years ago now, I think it's been, because it was like 8 hunting seasons ago. I remember being on Billings Last Diet when I was hunting in northwest Montana, and it was great because I had all these great protein snacks to bring with me in the pickup when I was hunting. But yeah, I like to do my diet tune-up in August. I know some people, they're thinking, well, I'm going to wait till like September, you know, the kids will be back in school, summer's over, and then I can do my diet tune-up. Then I can focus on losing the weight then. I like to do it in August because, you know, at this point, I've enjoyed a lot of barbecue and, time on the lake. I'm still going to enjoy more time on the lake, don't you worry. But I like to do my tune-up in August, and then when the fall hits, you're ready to rock and roll. You've tightened, trimmed everything back up again, and you feel great after you do a diet tune-up. You know, the ketosis is feeding those ketones in your brain. You think a lot more clearly and everything. So I like to do it before the fall, and then you're just ready to rock and roll back into the new school schedule and everything else. But I was thinking, I was like, man, I think I'm going to be, back on the lake maybe next week. week, I was like, how am I going to do my check-in with my diet coach if I'm doing my diet tune-up now? But then it's like, oh, wait, I don't have to worry about it because Billings Last Diet has a remote option. So whether you're on Flathead Lake, whether you're in Savage out there on the North Dakota border, you can check in with your diet coach and lose the weight thanks to Billings Last Diet. Check them out, BillingsLastDiet.com, or give them a call, 294-6751. Okay, here is a guest opinion column that caught my eye. Roger Blank is an attorney and a candidate for the Bozeman City Commission. He wrote a guest opinion column for the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. Here's the headline, Bozeman Commissioners' Prioritization of Urban Campers is Indefensible. Here's the opening paragraph here. Bozeman's commissioners are at it again, shirking their obligation to taxpayers while embracing fiscal waste and abuse, all to benefit transient individuals who have little or no tie to or investment in Bozeman's present or future. Roger Blank, thanks for calling in to Montana Talks. Good to have you on the show.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing today? And good morning, Montana.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us on the show. First, before we talk about what the city First, before we talk about what the city is or is not doing with the you know, all of the transient so-called urban campers, et cetera, tell us why you wanted to run for Bozeman City Commission. I mean, man, that city commission is just, you see the stuff coming out of there, and you're like, these folks have just gone off the deep end.
They are out of control. They're ideologues that disregard the public opinion. Of the five commissioners, I should say five people on the commission, including deputy mayor, mayor, and the three commissioners, two are appointed. They're not even elected. And for a commission that is constantly harping and lecturing us on diversity, they have no interest in diversity of opinion. Which is why I'm running. I'm running as an unashamed conservative for fiscal responsibility and for limited government, something that the current commission wants nothing to do with.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot recently about the city of Bozeman making the LGBTQ RSTLNE flag the official city flag of Bozeman, and I loved what former Bozeman Mayor Krause had to say. You know, I asked him, if you were mayor today, what would you do? And he said just broadly, I would focus on what unites us, not what divides us. And that's what these far-left activists on the Bozeman City Commission are doing, is they're just trying to divide the community. They're holding the community back just to push their radical left-wing agenda, like Kami Mamdani in New York or the radical Somali in Minneapolis and then the latest nut job in Seattle.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And the former mayor is correct. We should be concentrating on what unites us. All decisions made by the commission should be, how does it help the maximum number of Bozeman residents? And it shouldn't be based on catering to particular favored groups within the community. They are there to serve the entire community, but they've only been serving a small, limited number of the community, including people such as the urban campers who are not even a part of the community because they have they're engaging in social work. And social work is a noble profession. I admire social workers, but their job as commissioners is not to be social workers. It's to set public policy to the benefit of all the citizens, and they're not doing that.
So if they do a new city commissioner orientation for anybody elected to the Bozeman City Commission this fall, I think the new commissioner orientation should just be, hey, go to Dane Fletcher's Instagram page and just watch Dane Fletcher's Instagram talking about urban, you know, the transients, the so-called urban campers, the illegal aliens, the crime, the rainbow flag, all that stuff. Just watch Dane Fletcher's, the former Bobcat great who played in the NFL. Just watch his Instagram, and that's your orientation for stopping all this nonsense.
100%. And I actually live right down the block from Dane Fletcher's business, and we were inundated. We had over 70 urban campers in our community, and they brought crime. They sullied the the governors at the wetlands that are right next to that abut our development. They sullied the wetlands. They brought crime. It was absolute chaos here for about 3 years. And the Bozeman, first of all, it was unnecessary chaos because the Bozeman city attorney did not know how to interpret the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals opinions. And even if we were constrained, as the attorney mistakenly claimed, the city commission did nothing to address it. They did nothing to try and make the area safer. They did nothing to try to stop the pollution and for the first 2 years. And the third year, they put out porta-potties and drug needle collection sites so that they actually encouraged the urban camping and the pollution and the crime that they brought.
Just like what Missoula has done for decades now, the far left in Missoula, they've encouraged and promoted this out-of-state transient invasion. And it's also made it more harmful to the people that are local, that struggle with homelessness. And because there are some good people that are in a tough situation right now who are also in that mix. But by promoting this lawless transient invasion, and then they finally had to get forced kicking and screaming into doing something about it. So when I saw your guest opinion column, I thought it was interesting because if you just read some of the news headlines, you know, from the more liberal-leaning media, it looks like, you know, the city and the county are finally doing something. Again, they had to be forced kicking and screaming into doing something about these so-called urban campers and the transient invasion. But your article here seems to be exposing that, no, they're actually not dealing with this situation. And they might be paving the way to make it worse.
And they have, to the detriment of Bozeman taxpayers. For example, the city did a presentation at the commission, I believe two commission meetings ago. And the presentation was presented to the public to show the success of their claimed permitting program. And I might add, this permitting program was put in place after the city commissioners did their own poll that showed that 87% of Bozeman residents wanted the urban camping outlawed outright. So they just completely disregarded the desires of the public, the vast majority of the public, and they went ahead and permitted it. And in permitting this system, it's cost the city taxpayers just to carry out this permit system. Just to carry out, it cost them $250,000 in city hall time just addressed to the urban campers. So that was time that city hall workers could not work on other matters on behalf of the greater Bozeman public. And it also cost them $125,000 in contracted services such as porta-potties, gray water waste removal, that sort of thing. So we're talking close to $400,000 just to benefit a constituency and in violation of the public will was detrimental to the Bozeman taxpayers.
Wow.
And also we are short, we are underfunded and short-staffed on public safety, police,
yeah,
fire, and EMS.
And yet people are being taxed like crazy still, and their taxes are always going up, and the county commissioners voted to raise their own pay once again. Roger Blake, an attorney and candidate for Bozeman City Commission, great to have you on the show. Do you have a campaign website or Facebook page that we can direct our Bozeman listeners to?
That is in the process, but I will certainly get that out to you in the future. And if I appreciate if you can put it out there for me. I'd greatly appreciate it.
I got a radio ad for you. Fill in the blank with Roger Blank. I don't, it's just an idea.
That works for me.
All right. Hey, thanks for joining us. And yeah, his full guest opinion column on the Bozeman Daily Chronicle website from a few days ago.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Republicans win 47% in Illinois statewide House vote, meaning House of Representatives, and they only get 18% of the seats. I mean, these people, and then for them to say they're trying to steal an election. No, how about they're trying to have an equal playing field? These are the rules that were designed by states like California and New York and in Connecticut and in Illinois and Maryland and Massachusetts and Now all of a sudden, this is outrageous. This is wrong. This is immoral. This is racist. They're trying to steal an election. Nope. They're just doing what you're doing. And you just don't like it that it's being done to you. Maybe you shouldn't have done it in the first place yourself.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, how many times have you told someone, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Now, that's great advice for most things, but not so much for your cell phone. Look, likely over time, the battery will fade, the processor can't keep up, and maybe it's even fallen in the toilet one too many times. Now, fortunately, thanks to Pure Talk, your cell phone is something you can replace without feeling guilty. When you switch to Pure Talk this month, they're going to give you a Samsung Galaxy A36 for free with a $35 qualifying plan. Just $35 a month for talk and text and data and a free Samsung phone with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that lasts all day. It's all on America's most dependable 5G network. Look, supporting companies like Pure Talk is a good thing. To switch, it is simple, it is fast, it is easy. You dial #250, say the keyword save now to get your free phone today. That's #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Fox rocks.
I'm Michelle Pulino. Rod Stewart is under fire for using AI in his tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. During his One Last Time tour, the 80-year-old singer has been dedicating his hit Forever Young to Osbourne since the rock legend's death July 22nd, but his latest tribute featuring AI-generated images of Osbourne alongside late icons like Prince, Tina Turner, Bob Marley, Freddie Mercury, Kurt Cobain, George Michael, Tupac, and more has fans divided. Some on social media called the display tacky and embarrassing. Others defended it. One writing, I think it's pretty cool. But the monster. Just days after sending fans on a quest to find her new solo material through a passcode-required website, Paramore singer Hayley Williams has finally released her 17-song collection to streamers. Williams dropped the full, seemingly untitled project fans are referring to as Ego or Ego Death Friday morning. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We've got phone lines open right now. If you got something you want to talk about, 406-294-0970. We are going to have open phones coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. But first, thanks to our producer, Caden Bjornstedt. He reached out to the governor's office earlier this morning. Of course, a big press conference with the Attorney General, Austin Knutson, and Governor Greg Gianforte, and local law enforcement, others, in Anaconda yesterday as the manhunt for that shooting suspect continues. They had a big press conference yesterday. Governor Greg Gianforte is going to join us live here in just a few minutes to give us an update and hit some of the high points from that press conference. Also want to get the latest on fire watch, fire season, and more. And maybe if we have some time, I'll get his reaction to that internal memo from the legislative Democrats. One thing I wanted to throw out there too, and thanks to Roger Blank for calling into the show. Thanks for sharing that guest opinion column that you drafted for the Bozeman Daily Chronicle there, talking about the Bozeman City Commission. And by the way, if there's other candidates, et cetera, who also want to join us on this on the show, of course, phone lines are open for you as well. Or if you're an official candidate, we can try to schedule something as well. But sometimes the best thing to do is just call into the show. The surprise phone calls are always great, especially if it ties into the news of the day. I would always have that happen during the legislative session. You know, there's 150 legislators and people would be like, hey, when can I be on the show? And I'm like, call right now if you want to. Call in 10 minutes. Call in 3 hours. Call tomorrow. Call next week. Open phone lines really are the best opportunity, not just for you, but for state legislators and others. But, you know, isn't it interesting? So Roger Blank was highlighting how much money the city is spending. The bill that Bozeman taxpayers are paying to fund these transients, and oftentimes out-of-state transients. And then he also talked about, you know, the calls, the 911 calls, the response calls from whether it's first responders or police officers, et cetera, that have had to go to these transient encampments. Here were some of the numbers he shared. The city permitted urban camping in multiple designated locations. On Wheat Drive alone, police, fire, and EMS responded 2,800 times just in 2024 alone. And here in 2025, they're on track for 3,200 responses. On track for over 3,000 calls for police, fire, and EMS to these transient encampments. That's just crazy. But he talked about, what, $400,000 in just 7 months is the bill being paid by Bozeman taxpayers. Yet, speaking of first responders, yet remember that female firefighter that we talked with last week on the show? She suffered a tragic loss of her baby in the middle of the pregnancy. And the city denied her bereavement leave for her lost baby. Again, this is a city that has time and money, a city commission that has the time and the money. Now, the city responded, and you can see the full response on our Montana Talks website as well. They said, well, look, we've got a whole host of other leave options that could be used, et cetera. But anyway, but the bigger point here is that, okay, they've got hundreds of thousands of dollars for transients. They've got all the money in the world to go purchase rainbow flags to push their far left divisive agenda. But a firefighter, one of many who has to respond to near 3,000 calls at these transient encampments throughout the year, a firefighter risking her life for the community, serving the community. Yeah, you know what? We've got money for transients and rainbow flags, but you lost your baby due to a pregnancy, a really tough pregnancy. No money for you. No leave time for you. Not even money. It's just no leave time for you. Don't think we can budget for that one. I mean, it's just, yet these people claim to care so much about everybody else than you. They always virtue signal about everything, don't they?
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Seat.
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KBUS.